Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air, where I believe your English will improve. My name is Gabe, and I am very happy that you're joining us here today for a great English lesson. Now, our lesson is a little bit about superheroes, kind of. How many superheroes can you name? Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man? Okay, now there are a lot. But do you know the name of the actors or actresses who played these superheroes? Well, the name of today's lesson is Captain America's Chris Evans. Yes, we're continuing to learn about this man who has the face of a superhero. But how else is Chris Evans a hero? That's the question we want you to try to find an answer to. How else is Chris Evans a hero? He is a superhero in many ways. Let's find out.
Captain America's Chris Evans. Despite all of his success, Evans seems determined not to let fame change him. He has a house in Los Angeles, but he returns home to Boston as often as possible. He is still a hometown boy who remains very close to his family. In fact, he still relies on his parents' advice for many things, including work. Evans spends time with high school friends, and he still supports Boston sports teams.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 hometown 这个名词， hometown 就是指家乡。例如 after Nicky graduated from med school, he returned to his hometown to practice medicine. Nicky 从医学院毕业之后就回到家乡执业。课文中提到的 hometown boy 或者是 hometown girl 是指出生于小镇的男孩或女孩。例如 the once hometown girl is now a powerful businesswoman.这个昔日的小镇女孩如今已经是个掌有大权的女强人。继续我们看 rely 这个动词， rely 在这里是指信任或信赖。如果要说明信赖的对象是用 on 这个介系词。例如 Evelyn relies on her husband's judgment when she needs to make a big decision. Evelyn 需要做重大决定时非常倚重先生的判断力。rely 也指依靠或依赖。例如 since her husband was injuredThe family now relies on Francine's salary as their main source of income. 因为 Francine 的丈夫受伤，这个家庭现在主要的经济来源是靠太太 Francine 的薪水。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, it seems like Chris Evans is just kind of a regular guy, right?
Well, he does seem to be like an average guy.
I know. I mean, when you take a look at him, you might just think...Hey, he's a guy I can relate to. He's a very friendly guy. If you didn't know he was Captain America, you would probably think, this guy is just like every other guy that I know. And he seems very nice, at least from this part of our lesson.
He definitely does. Well, our lesson does say, despite all of his success, Evans seems determined not to let fame change him. That, I think, is very important.Because sometimes when you get famous or very successful, sometimes you might actually allow that to shape you as a person, and you could change for the worst.
It's true. And I'm sure that we can all think of several celebrities who have let fame change them. Now, of course, it could mean changing for the better, but usually when you just see the phrase like this, oh, he let fame change him,It's probably a negative idea, okay? So I know you could think of some people who let fame or success change them for the worse.
That's right. So I think it's actually quite admirable of Chris Evans to not let fame change him. Well, I think it's interesting because he has a house in Los Angeles, but he returns home to Boston as often as possible.So I gather from this sentence that he must really like Boston.
And we read on, of course, that he is still a hometown boy who remains very close to his family. Now, when I think of a hometown boy or girl, it's someone who appreciates where they grew up, who is not trying to leave where they grew up and just trying to go somewhere else and become successful. No, they try to appreciate and try to cherish what they had when they were growing up, and they love going back. So, Chris Evans is a hometown boy.
And I really appreciate the fact that he remains very close to his family. Because sometimes when people get famous, it seems like they might actually grow further and further apart from their family, but not Chris Evans. As a matter of fact, we read, in fact, he still relies on his parents' advice for many things, including work. Now let's talk about that word, to rely on. This is just when you need a particular thing, or you really
need something?
Yeah, you really need something.
Like you're really depending on something.
Depending, that is the word.
That's the word. Yes, you're relying on something. What do you rely on? Or who do you rely on? Well, according to our lesson, Chris Evans relies on his parents for advice about important life matters.
And of course, when I think of this word, Gabe, the first thing I think about is cell phones. I feel like people rely so much on their cell phones. I mean, I do the same thing. I rely on my cell phone to make phone calls, to stay in touch with my parents, to access Facebook, and to serve as a GPS.
Yes, yes, of course.
Speaking of cell phones, Gabe, why are you on your cell phone?
Because I also rely on my cell phone for many things. For example, like this word rely. It says here to be dependent for support, help, or to supply. So that's what rely means according to the dictionary on my cell phone. I really do rely on my cell phone, my smartphone, a lot.
You really do rely on your cell phone, Gabe. Yes?
Yeah, maybe I'm a little too reliant on my smartphone. You know, there are lots of words that have to do with this word rely. They're related, right? If you're reliant on something, that means you need it. Or maybe you are a reliable person. R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E. Rebecca, are you a reliable person? Can people depend on you and trust you?
I consider myself to be a very reliable person. As a matter of fact, I will do what I say I'm going to do. If someone asks me to do something and I give them my word, meaning that I say that I will do it, of course I will do it. That's a reliable person.
You are a reliable person.
Well, you know, Gabe, I'm here. I'm here teaching, so of course you can depend on me.
Well,
you can rely on me to be here when I need to be here.
So far, you haven't let us down. All right, friends, are you a reliable person? Can people rely on you? Well, Chris Evans relies on his parents' advice for many things, including work. And we see Evans spends time with high school friends, and he still supports Boston's sports teams. So, like many Americans, he is a really hardcore fan for the sports teams in his neighborhood.
And, you know, there's something in this sentence I also really like, and that is Evans still spends time with his high school friends.
Yeah.
So once again, let's paint this picture. He is very famous. He's been very successful, and yet he still spends time with his high school friends.
Well, and with other friends that he had in the past. And I think that one way that some people let fame change them or affect them is that they all of a sudden think, oh, I'm too good for these people. I used to be able to hang out with these people, but now I'm too important. I'm going to spend time with richer friends or more successful people and leave those older friends behind.
And of course, Evans does not do that. Well, earlier this lesson, we did see this word advice. What is the difference between advice and a suggestion? The guys in the Info Cloud would like to talk about that.
Let's take a look at the word advice. It's similar to suggestion, but advice is uncountable. So even if we're talking about several suggestions, we wouldn't say advices.
Right. We should never add an S at the end of advice. However, the word suggestion is countable. So we could say Chris's parents have given him lots of helpful suggestions, plural.
So how do we count something that's uncountable? Well, we know we cannot say one advice, but we can say a piece of advice or a word of advice.
Or a suggestion. Also, be aware of the pronunciation. We need to remember that advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, is a noun, advice. But the verb, A-D-V-I-S-E, is pronounced advise. The end of the word has a z sound.
Thanks for advising our students, Ken. That's good advice.
Advice 是建议，是忠告，这是一个不可数的名词，因此字尾不能够加 s， 我们并不能讲 advices。若是要数的话，可以用 piece 或 word。Let me give you a word of advice， 让我给你一个忠告。Here are three pieces of advice， 这里有三项建议。另一个表达建议的字是 suggestion。Suggestion 是可数名词，所以三项建议除了讲 three pieces of advice， 也可以直接讲 three suggestions。 另外 advice 是名词，它的动词是 advise， A-D-V-I-S-E。 至于这个字的读法， advise 音要稍微拉长，字尾是 z 的音， advise。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次明天见。
Welcome back, friends. Today we are learning about the superhero Chris Evans. Yes, he is a human. He is the actor who played Captain America. And of course, we just learned that he loves going home to Boston as often as possible. He is a hometown boy who loves visiting his family, and indeed, he still relies on his parents for advice about lots of things. Well, let's continue learning about this superhero now.
Captain America's Chris Evans. In 2011, he flew his high school drama teacher and his wife to New York City. They were Evans' honored guests at the Tribeca Film Festival. The star's kindness isn't reserved just for those he knows, as he also supports several charities. Last year, he helped raise over $10,000for the Seattle Children's Hospital. He appeared in costume at the hospital, visiting with the children and posing for pictures. The kids and their parents will never forget this superhero with a heart of gold.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 honor 这个动词。honor 是指尊敬或给予表扬。例如 ,the monument was built to honor the soldiers who fought in Vietnam. 这个纪念碑的建立是为了表扬在越战打仗的士兵们。honor 也可以当名词，意思是光荣，是一个不可数名词。例如 ,it's such an honor to meet you. 能够见到你真的非常荣幸。它的形容词是 honorable。H-O-N-O-R-A-B-L-E, 意思是值得尊敬的。例如 ,his motive for the action was honorable. 他做这件事情的动机是正直的。最后我们看 charity 这个名词。charity 在这里是指慈善机构。例如 ,the income from the auction goes to local charities. 这个拍卖会的收入会捐给地方上的慈善机构。charity 也可以指公益事业或者是公益的行动。例如 ,the Red Cross is an international charity organization. 红十字会是国际性的慈善机构。 或者是 The school encourages students to participate in charity work. 学校鼓励学生参与公益服务。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read in 2011, he, of course referring to Evans, flew his high school drama teacher and his wife to New York City. They were Evans' honored guests at the Tribeca Film Festival. What an honor. But let's go ahead and talk about these words, honored guests. What is an honored guest?
Well, there's someone who goes to an event, and they are the guests, but they're actually more than just your average guests. They are very important, and they might feel very honored when they attend this event. So I'm sure his drama teacher and his wife felt very honored to be his guests at the Tribeca Film Festival. Now, every film festival is different. We learned about Cannes earlier this month. For Tribeca, it was founded or co-founded by Robert De Niro, and it was to celebrate New York City as a filmmaking center. So I would feel like an honored guest attending this festival too.
Well, I would say so. Continuing, we read, the star's kindness isn't reserved just for those he knows, as he also supports several charities. Let's take a look at this phrase, reserved for. If you reserve something for a particular purpose, this just means that you keep something until it's time to use that particular item. Or, actually, Gabe, the thing that I think about when I hear this word reserved is on the MRT.
Yep.
Did you notice that there are some seats that are reserved for elderly people or for moms with children?
Yes, the priority seats.
The priority seats.
We could say those seats are reserved for certain people. Or let's see here. Do you reserve your hospitality only for your family, or are you hospitable to lots of different kinds of people? Of course, it's good to reserve some things for some people, but then to be very generous with other things. Now, if you want to make someone feel very special, you could say, I reserved this just for you. This cookie is just for you. I reserved it just for you.
Exactly. Well, we see last year he helped raise over $10,000 for the Seattle Children's Hospital. He appeared in costume at the hospital. Now let's talk about this phrase, in costume. This just means that you show up wearing a costume.
That's right, and it's kind of an adverb phrase here. Mm-hmm. Now notice there is no A in this phrase. So you don't say he appeared in a costume at the hospital. That could be any costume. But if you say he appeared in costume, you know he's wearing the Captain America costume, okay? Okay, so let's continue. He appeared in costume, visiting with the children and posing for pictures. And we read on, the kids and their parents will never forget this superhero with a heart of gold.
Well, right now, it's time for the SC Challenge!
The SC Challenge. And this is filled with people who have hearts of gold. Let's go there now.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge, and we have two very special players. They had so much fun, they wanted to play again. We have Luke. Hey, are you ready to play, Luke?
Yes, for sure. I'm going to win this time again.
Okay, and we have Tim. Wait, where's Tim? I thought Tim was going to play with us. Oh, there you are, Tim. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, great. Well, Tim and Luke are excited about the SC Challenge, and of course, the words for today are honored, charities, hometown, and rely. Well, let's get started with our very first sentence. Our church donates money to several blank, including the Salvation Army. Oh, is that your hand raised, Tim?
Yes, charities.
Charities. Let's see if that works. Our church donates money to several charities, including the Salvation Army. Great job, Tim. Well done. Okay. Hey, Luke, this could be your point.
Okay, for sure. It could be.
It could be. Next. Although Alex now lives in Los Angeles, he considers Taipei his blank. Oh, wow, that was a fast Raised arm.
Taipei as his hometown.
Hometown, let's see. Although Alex now lives in Los Angeles, he considers Taipei his hometown. Great job. 1 point for you. This is the tiebreaker. Who is going to win? These days, I think that people blank too much on their cell phones. Wow. Tim, is that your hand?
R-E-L-Y, rely.
Rely, let's see. These days, I think people rely too much on their cell phones. Great job. Tim, do you rely too much on your cell phone?
Maybe. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, well, today our winner is Tim. Great job, Tim.
Yay! A free folder for you.
Yes, but you know, I think Luke did a great job as well. So yeah, let's get him, give him a prize. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time for the SE Challenge. Yes!
I really like how Chris Evans is humble.
Oh, how humble is he?
Despite all of his success, Evans is determined not to let his fame change him.
Oh, yeah. I heard he still returns home as often as possible.
Right. He's a hometown boy and remains close to his family.
Yeah, and he still relies on his parents for advice.
Right. And he still hangs out with his high school friends.
Yes, he does. And he still supports Boston sports teams.
Yep. Did you know he flew his high school drama teacher and his wife to New York City?
Really? What for?
They were his honored guests at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh, and that is why we love Chris Evans.
But it also doesn't stop there. He also supports several charities.
Oh, I read about that. He helped raise over $10,000 for Seattle's Children's Hospital.
Right, and he also appeared in costume at the hospital and posed for photos with the children.
Oh, he has such a heart of gold.
I know, I wish I could be like him.
Oh, sorry, kids. But I only have one Captain America toy left. Just this one.
What? I want it!
No, no, no. I was here first.
Hey, have a heart of gold. Give it to me.
No. Whoa, wait.
Oh,
wait.
Oh no. You broke it.
Oh, how about you have it?
No, it's okay. You can have it.
No, no. I have a heart of gold. You can have it.
Me too. Here you go.
No, no, no. You're the super fan. You should take the broken toy.
Well, friends, one thing I've learned is that you shouldn't let things like fame or success change you for the worse.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. See you in June.
Bye.